I wanted to just come live for a few minutes to share something that was very valuable for a client. And I wanted to share it in a way that it could be as valuable to as many people as possible. I'm all about living in my values, creating a life that you know is true to you. And by going inwards and looking at what are the things that I most value in my life, and then creating a life on the external that matches that. So one of my coaching clients asked me, he has his own company and he's very much a student of this work of self-mastery and life mastery. He sent me a question yesterday and he said, how many values could you live by in your life? He goes, there's like 100 that you could choose. And my answer was this. I said, basically, there's not the right answer or the wrong answer. There is whatever is right or wrong for you. So there is whatever you feel is the right amount of values to live by. Now, for me personally, I shared, because there is only right for you and wrong for you, there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to a values-based living or a values-based life. I said, let me just share, this is me speaking to my clients, let me just share with you what my opinion is. And therefore, because I only teach, whether as a speaker or a coach, what I know has worked for me, this is what I share with my clients. It's to have five values. Why five? Because it's easier to hit a target that you can see. When you have a target that is 80 values, 100 values, 150 different values, it's very difficult, or it's more difficult, should I say, not to presume. It's more difficult to focus on all of those values. But when you have five values that you live by, for example, and mine are changing all the time, mine right now are fitness, freedom, financial independence, compassion, and contribution. And that's not in any particular order. These are just my five. And anytime anyone that knows me, if they ask me what my values are, I can always say fitness, freedom, financial independence, compassion, and contribution. Why? Because I've anchored it that way. So what I do is I anchor my values. On the 1st of January every year, I write my values down. I do not want to go into a new year not knowing what I want to stand for in that year. And I haven't done for the last 7, maybe 8 years. 7 or 8 years ago, I replaced parting on New Year's Eve with getting present and closing the year strong with gratitude and reflection. And then on New Year's Day, what I do is I start my day with my morning rituals, my meditation, hydration, oxygenation, taking in the new day and the new year. And then I sit down and I set goals and I work out my values. Why is it so important not to have five, but to have values? Well, because we're making thousands of decisions every day. And every decision that we make is either taking us towards who we want to be and what we want to create in our life or in our business or in our legacy, or it's taken us away from. And whether it's big or small decisions or minute decisions, every decision is either taking us towards or away from. Think about that just for a moment. Every decision. So isn't it important to know? You're welcome to disagree. That's why I'm asking the question rather than making a statement. Is it important to know what we stand for and what we value and what's important to us? So therefore, we can make better decisions. I think Tony Robbins, the number one most well-known coach in the world, says that it's in the moment of our decisions that define or shape our destiny. It's the moment of our decisions that shape our destiny. And every single moment of the day, we're making decisions. The decision to get up or press the snooze button. The decision to go to work or not go to work, the decision to pick up the phone or not pick up the phone, the decision to work out or not to work out, to eat sugary shit or wellness meals, whole foods, vegan, plant-based, whatever, the decision to contribute rather than consume, the decision to focus on someone else's pain and helping them rather than focusing on your own pain and wallowing in that sorrow of your own valley that you're currently in. The decision to say, hey, I'm going to be grateful anyway, rather than complain about what's going wrong in your life. The decision to focus on what's going right in your life rather than what's going wrong in your life. The decision to breathe deeper and remove yourself from stress, or say, hey, the stress is control of me and let me just be a victim of what I'm feeling right now. The decision to think better or to think worse. The decision to say, I love you and I forgive you versus I'm angry at you or I'm upset with you and disappointed in you. The decision to pick up a book and read or to stay where you are. The decision to learn something new from a podcast or to keep doing the same thing you've always done. Anyway, what drives these decisions, at least what drives us to make the best decisions in our life, values and what we stand for. And one thing I know is this, I'm still figuring out so much in life, but one thing I know without any doubt or hesitation or uncertainty is that when you create a life that is based on your values, that is where you find your happiness. That is where you find your inner peace. That is where you start to live life in the present moment. And you forget about your past. You forget about your future. Think about this. When you are doing something that you value highly, an activity, a sport, singing, serving, writing, reading, speaking, the thing that you value most, or the things that you value the most, you never think about the past. You never think about the future. You're living presently. And in one of my meditations a couple of years ago, I had this message come to me that the true wealth in life, the real richness of life, is being able to absorb every single second and absorb every single thing from each and every moment of your life. That is what wealth is. Because a lot of people chase money, chase success, chase achievement, chase popularity, chase significance, chase acceptance. Hey, this was me in my 20s. And I've been undoing that all of my life, only to get to a point where they realize there's no more life left. And now they're trying to get their values met in the last moments of their life. So to come back to values, the happiest version of you in leadership, in leaving your legacy, and what people are going to remember you by, even if you die tomorrow, the happiest version of you in purpose, in contribution, and in self, in just waking up feeling happy, going to bed feeling happy, is you living according to what you value. And this is what I've been doing as a coach for many years. I'm being more clear and more clear and more clear over the years about what I do. First, it was just change your life, change your body. Then it was, let's work on the four pillars of your life. And then it was, let's work on your spiritual fitness. But it's all to do with the same thing. Live a life that is true to you, the best version of you, tapped into your full potential, thriving under pressure, because you know you're living in your truth and what you value. So what do you value? And then to come back to the title of this video, how many values should you have, or at least be able to clearly identify and articulate? At least five. And why five? Because it's easier to anchor. See, for years, I've been anchoring five values. I have a values document that I share with my clients and my students to work out their top values. And I encourage them to go back and review it over and over again, at least two or three times a year. Because if they're not changing, maybe you're not changing. And that's something that you have to look at. But why five? Because you can easily remember it and you can anchor it into your fist, right? An NLP technique. This is what's important to me. This is what's important to me. This is what's important to me. And you anchor your values, one on each finger: fitness, freedom, financial independence, contribution, and compassion, or compassion and contribution, like I said earlier. Freedom, fitness, financial independence, contribution, and compassion, or compassion and contribution, and anchor it into your fist. And then every time you do that, you remember what is important to you, and you do that before you make a decision. Or you put your hand on your heart and you anchor each one of your values on your hands, and you put your hand on your heart and you breathe it in. And each time you take a breath, you go down each finger, up and down. What's my number one value? Freedom. Fitness. Go from your head, your fears, your doubts, your limiting beliefs, into your intuition, your inner guidance, into your heart by breathing in. Financial independence. Compassion, contribution. And then you make decisions from that place. And that is how you make the best decisions. And that is how you live your best life. Day by day, making better decisions based on your value. So once again, there's no right answer, no wrong answer. There is only what is right or wrong for you. And what has worked for me for over a decade is knowing the five things that I value the most in alignment with my vision, my values, my mission, my purpose, and what I want to stand for. I have a coaching client in 15 minutes, so I've got to go. I trust that this was valuable to you. If it was, leave something in the comments, leave a like, share the video, whatever, especially if if you know that you need to be or can be living more in your values, engage in this and maybe share what your values are in the comments. And for sharing, if you know someone that is successful but frustrated and unhappy, someone that feels lost, someone that is changing direction in their life right now, someone that's having to press the reset button on a certain area of their life right now, ask them, what do you value? And if they don't know, share this video with them, because this is something that I massively, massively care about. And I know that the only way to heal the world is by healing ourselves. The only way to make the world happy is to be happy ourselves. The only way to figure out and understand the outside world is first to understand ourselves. And that is to know what we value. Why are we here? What is our purpose? And how can you move towards that in that direction every single day? Peace and love. Speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.